Warsaw, WRSW 1480 AM and W259 BJ 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Once there was a dude who needed a new ride. That dude right there.
Yeah, I'm long overdue on doing some trading.
Man, you need to get to RB Car Company for sizzling summer savings.
They got big trucks.
And little cars, too. Know what the hardest part is?
No.
Having to choose.
I can dig it.
Okay, now get online and get yourself pre-approved.
RBCarCompany.com.
At RB Car Company, the prices are so cool.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, make a puppet drool. Shop now at RBCarCompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. How you doing? Happy Saturday to you and yours. It's going to be a beautiful day today, sunny and 79, hotter tomorrow. And then really hot next week, 90s all week, 96 looks like the worst day. That is on Thursday, 90 on Friday, and then with the bottom drops out of it on the weekend. So just be prepared. It's going to be one of those weeks around here in late summer. Football last night, good night for the Warsaw Tigers. They open up the season with a road win, 17-13 at Michigan City. We'll talk more with Coach Curtis and his players coming up in just a little bit. The conference went 6-2 last night. Only Wawasee and Goshen did not win. Tippecanoe Valley beat Wawasee 23-12. Northwood beat Jimtown 42-22. Plymouth ends their 21-game losing streak. They won at home over Calumet 27-8. Concord beat Elkhart 16-6. Fairfield beat Goshen 29-6. Mishawaka beat Mishawaka Marion 44-12. And Northridge won at Northside 26-13. Other scores, Bluffton beat Northfield 47-6. Meconaqua beat Southwood 40-27. Manchester beat North Miami 34-24. Peru won at Logansport 42-28. Rochester beat Wabash 56-7. Whitco beat Prairie Heights 20-0. LaVille beat Bremen 17-10. It was Triton over South Central 30-6. Columbia City beat Cherubusco 49-8. Eastbrook beat Huntington North 27-24. Lakeland beat St. Joe 33-28. West Noble won at Central Noble 47-7. Glenn opens the season with a 43-26 win over Broom Grove. Penn beat Valparaiso 38-21. And next week's opponent for Warsaw Chesterton lost to Hobart 16-13. Again, the Tigers were winners last night, 17-13 at Michigan City. We'll play a couple of highlights. I know a lot of you have been asking about the touchdown run, the fact we lost our signal right before that play. We have the highlight. We're going to play that for you here in just a second. You can also go listen to the game again at newsnowwarsaw.com. But we'll play the highlights for you, and we'll talk with Coach Curtis. Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Enjoy the next level of fun on the water with help from Splendor Boats. Place your order now on Quest Pontoons or a Splendor custom-built power catamaran deck boat. Ask about their indoor, safe, and clean off-season boat storage, winterization, shrink wrapping, and pontoon redecking. Plus, schedule your spring boat arrival so you don't have to wait next year. Visit them in Warsaw or Silver Lake or online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Are you looking for a local bank that has your best interests in mind? Crossroads is that bank, and they're happy to serve friends and neighbors. Please visit crossroadsbanking.com or stop in to visit in person in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. You can also find Crossroads Bank on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Connecticut, which provides clean, clear water 24-7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Brock, option left, pitch back late this time. Isbell turns up field. He's got a hole. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! Bush takes the snap. Looking quickly. Throws in the flat. Intercepted! Paul picks it off at the 38 and goes down at the 33 with 51 seconds to go.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Roger. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm plugging away here. Late night, early morning.
What a way to start the season.
It was. Wasn't pretty, and it wasn't how you'd script something out, but we did get out of there with a win, obviously. And you know, I like hearing the good replay of the highlights early in the morning, because there were some that I'm sure that if I tuned it in the replay, that maybe weren't quite as enthusiastic as those two. But we knew it was going to be difficult. We knew it was going to be they were going to be a really stout opponent, be extremely athletic, and you know, we've got to figure out a way to not also add to that. So that's important. So those are things not taken away from the win. We always want to win. Never coach a day in our lives to lose. So we accomplished that, and the kids showed a lot of what I would consider perseverance. When you're in situations similar to last night, when eight things go well in a row, and then on the ninth thing, it's catastrophic as far as a turnover or a severe injury, that's when you find out what kind of core program you have, and if your kids can have the perseverance to play the next play, you know. And that's something we really want to drive home and feel like we do. But, you know, great things are going to happen. There's 140 plays in a game. You don't know which ones of the 140 are going to be the difference makers. So just play the next play the hardest you can, and keep playing that next play or the current play, you know, if it did. And I think we did that, and you know, paid off for us.
Opening drive of the game, you win the toss, kick off to them.
Yeah,
it got a stop, got off the field, get the ball back, and you're thinking, okay, here we go.
Yeah. We gained 6.5 yards on a sneak,
and the second play,
two years ago,
yeah,
up there. Almost the exact same scenario.
Yeah.
First play was a sneak, gained 3 or 4 yards 2 years ago. Second play was a fumble. That isn't what was called in the huddle or on from the sidelines is fumble right or fumble left. And you know, now our backs are against the wall, and the defense is in a very tight back to the wall situation. I think that was their first half touchdown after that, if memory serves me. But yeah, that wasn't second and four. We need to be able to run our offensive package. So we can't stop running plays. We can't be scared of running plays where the quarterback is going to make a decision on whether to give the ball to fullback or not. Obviously, the first play was a sneak all the way and got a great push from our O-line, and then the second play turned into a fumble.
They get the ball at the 30.
They did.
And get a first down and have the ball at the 14-yard line, and the things stall out. Your defense really rises up.
Fourth and nine.
And it took a fourth down pass into the end zone to get them on the board.
It was actually from the 19, I think. It was a 19-yard touchdown pass. Am I wrong?
I thought it was 14.
You're probably right. Nonetheless, if you're going to play man coverage, you need to play man coverage. And not switch off and not play zone. You got to play man coverage. And number one rule in man coverage is You never allow what? Inside release. Thank you. And it happened, and you know, now they're on the board 7-0.
Get the ball back, and really a very encouraging drive. First downs, the way the offense looked. Reed Zollinger had a terrific football game last night, over 150 yards on over 30 carries. March the ball down the field, and then things just kind of stalled out.
Yeah, refresh my memory.
Blocked field goal.
Okay, okay. So we had the ball inside the 15.
Oh, no, I take that back. That was later. Another fumble.
Another fumble lost?
Lost fumble. Fumbled on the first two possessions. And I just thought, I said out loud and I thought to myself, these coaches and these guys have worked all summer long on ball security, and this is how the season starts. What a nightmare for everybody.
Yeah. And, that's certainly not how we wanted it to go. But, yeah, you know, lost opportunities sometimes come back and haunt you. And in these scenarios last night, they nearly did. But and then after that, after we lost the fumble, you know, I think that was the drive that Harrison Stouffer's got hurt.
Yep.
And obviously very concerned about that, and he'll get checked out Monday morning. But then we get the field goal blocked, and get out of the half somehow. Only down 7-0. I thought that was huge.
Yes.
Getting out of the half only down 7-0, because they got the ball back with a couple minutes, took it right down. I think there was a couple penalties.
A penalty and a long pass play.
Long pass and a targeting penalty that was, you know, questionable.
Well, that'd be one way to put it. Or bogus was the
other. Now here's the deal. You know, if the first kid makes the tackle, then there's no opportunity for the targeting. So
right.
Take care of our business and, you know, don't allow the guys that have the whistles and the stripes to dictate your future, your outcome. That's the deal. If you tackle low and you wrap around the thighs, we're not going to get late hits or targeting. So those are important. And I know that Eric had a beat on that kid and he was ready to light him up. And, you know, looking back at it, it was shoulder pad to shoulder pad, and he wasn't aiming for the helmet. So in defense of the guys that are calling the game in stripes, they don't get the opportunity for a replay.
No.
It's a bang-bang play. So anyway, they move the ball down, and I thought that, you know, defensively our kids bowed their backs. And going in only down 7-0 at half was absolutely monumental in any type of second half comeback.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you get the kickoff to start the third quarter, and the boys go right down the field in a Bart ball kind of drive, bang, bang, bang. You get the ball to about the midfield stripe, and then you ran a play that we have been waiting for someone to execute beautifully, which is the play action fake. The quarterback kind of dips down, kind of hides himself, and then you loop a receiver out into the flat, and that was a beautifully thrown pass and a good catch and run by Grady Nolan.
It was nice to see us execute, and nice for Grady to run a great route. And you know, I tell you what, he is getting after it on the perimeter, and that's the thing about the position of split end. You need to know your assignment. Block somebody, knock them down, take them out of the play 49 straight times, and then maybe on the 50th time, your number is going to get called where you get the ball in your hands, and you got to take advantage of that, and he did. It was a nice ball by Quentin Brock, too. I haven't looked at the fake. I couldn't tell if the fake. Obviously, we faked enough one way to draw them a little bit, and we always tell our Qs, sneak a peek deep first, and he did, and was able to hit Grady for a huge gain, I think 37 yards.
34
yards, and that kind of got us, I think it was third and seven?
It was third and long.
Yeah, third and long, and then that set us up for our first score to tie the thing.
tie the game. And it really felt from that point on, Coach, it felt like even on both sides of the ball, even with the drop snaps and the fumbles lost, with everything that went wrong, it felt like you guys had wrestled momentum of the game away.
It did, and for about a quarter and a half.
Yeah.
And then the next drive, I think we took a 10-7 lead on a Mason Smythe field goal.
Yep.
I think they got the ball back with 5 minutes or so.
They go down and score.
And they went down and scored, on a 3rd and 9. We bit on the hitch, and they ran a hitch and go on a 3rd and 9 from about, midfield, maybe 40?
Yeah.
So that momentum swing shifts right back. They miss the PAT, so now it's 13-10, which was huge because we have a good kicker.
Yeah.
So 5.5 minutes to go, or whatever, 5 minutes. At the very worst, we want to put ourselves in a position to attempt to tie the game on a field goal. And ended up, I think we had a 3rd and something. And
3rd and 8.
3rd and 8, not looking promising. I give credit to our offensive coaches and our defensive coaches. Our defensive game plan, I thought, was really, really strong. And our plan offensively was good. We just can't fumble the ball. But we ran a kind of a loaded double option. Corbin Johnson made a nice crack block on the safety. Leighton Isbell caught the ball, made a nice cut. And I thought, okay, we got the first down. I look and he's going a little further and went 71 yards for the score. So after that, then it became, don't get the ball thrown over your head.
Yeah.
That put us up 4, which field goal won't tie it for them at that point. So,
right. Let's go back to the touchdown that won the game.
Yeah.
You talked about Johnston's block downfield. Yeah. Everybody did their job on that play. That is exactly how that play is supposed to look. And when Isbell got that ball, it's like somebody flipped a switch on the back of his shoulder pads.
Yeah.
And he was the fastest guy on the field because the two guys chasing him were fast, and he outran them to the goal line.
He did. And we've been waiting a little bit for that. We had seen glimpses of it last year, here and there. And it was nice to see him have a little juice there with his hands on the ball. So we didn't get the ball to halfbacks as much as I would have liked. It was more of a fullback quarterback game for us offensively, more fullback oriented. And we got to be able to attack all across a broad front and also vertically. We did attack vertically, as we discussed with the Grady Nolan catch. But we got to be able to attack sideline to sideline offensively as well. So
a big part of that, Coach, was the fact that you guys were able to run the ball between the guards and tackles,
yeah,
and
we
that's
were.
Something against Michigan City that hasn't been true.
It hasn't. And if we need to do that, we're going to do whatever it takes, whatever the defense gives us. But when we do pull the trigger for a perimeter play, it needs to be successful.
Yeah. So it worked very well.
Yeah.
Two passing attempts.
Yeah.
One I thought was pass interference. I thought Grady got held as that ball was coming to him on your sideline.
Yeah. Tuck it and run and get 5 yards. And that's something that, he had not played a lot of quarterback up to last night. He gets some reps in practice here and there, but that's something we got to really do a good job of training our quarterbacks on, is think run, sneak a peek deep, think run, and that'll open up the pass for you.
The big story, I thought, other than the injuries, which were a downer, was the defense. You held Michigan City to 96 yards.
Yeah.
Of rushing at 211 total yards and 8 first downs. Just an outstanding effort by your defense. And it was a defense going in that you have some athletes there.
Yeah.
You really like your defensive line. Your defensive line did an excellent job last night at controlling the line of scrimmage.
When you're able to stifle a run game with your inside five and then bounce things out to your backers who should be able to run things down, and that makes it easier. You don't have to gamble and sell out and blitz and put yourself in bad situations. And they did a good job. I tell you what, you know, Jay, we discussed Coach Callhorn and Coach Huber's switching and responsibilities. And I know Jake was really excited to come out and have his inaugural debut as our defensive coordinator go really well. And you take away two plays and we shut them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you can't take those plays away. They count.
Right. What we were impressed with in the game last night was how three interceptions, all three, you could see them coming, the anticipation of your guys, Jet, Daylor.
Jet intercepted a screen.
Yep.
Vilma got a crossing pattern from the backside, and then Pohl intercept the flat pass.
Those are athletic plays.
They
but
are.
That shows preparation. Those kids knew what was coming.
They
recognized
they
it.
They did. And really, you know, we got run off the field twice this week with lightning, Monday and Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, so I was a little concerned that did we cover everything? And you're right, those kids knew based upon what the coaches had worked with them throughout the week, what was going to happen. So those were three huge plays.
Yes. Yes. And this one set up a score and the other ended the game.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And it was three different guys, three different scenarios. So the defense was terrific last night.
They were incredible. Incredible.
So you got to heal up.
We do.
And figure out who's available now because you got to go back up to that same neck of the woods and take on Chesterton.
We do. And they're going to be a handful. Every Sunday night, you know, we'll sit down. The first thing we do is look at the injury report, what the guess will be, personnel depth charts, what we got to do to successfully maneuver through the week and prepare. And I have no doubt our guys will do that. A couple things I want to mention because I know you're ready to talk those kids, right?
Soon, yeah.
I wanted to know how Shep did.
Oh, he did fantastic.
Did he?
He did fantastic.
I might go back and listen to the replay.
I will email you the link.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good.
I will just tell you, and I know you will not believe this, you will call me flat out a liar to my face, and that's okay. I had to encourage him in the first quarter to talk.
To speak?
He was a little shy at the beginning.
Can we get together and talk about that technique?
I will share it, and you can listen to the first quarter.
These guys are laughing because they played for him as freshmen.
They know.
He'd get on a rant out there on the practice field. And
yes. Yes.
Gotta love him.
It was.
That's awesome. I'm glad. And I bet he's enjoying it.
He had
beyond
a blast.
Belief.
To the point where at the game's over, broadcast is over, we're starting to pack stuff up. He goes, hey, can I get you guys for a second? And we had a statistician, Austin Elder,
yeah,
a Warsaw grad from a couple of years ago, was doing the stats for us. And he says, can you guys sign my program?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it means
he's
a lot to him.
Nostalgic that
he,
way.
He loved being a part of Tiger football.
Yeah.
And now it's in a different way. He gets to be part of it
absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. Have you ever read his book that he was a co-author of?
No.
Ask him about it sometime.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to write myself a note on that.
Before we move forward, how about the crowd last night?
Great crowd.
Yeah, incredible. Warsaw travels well. Warsaw's crowd is enthusiastic. You know, there were a few times it was kind of quiet, and I don't blame them, you know. We didn't give much cheer about it at times. But it definitely had an impact on the game. And it was nice to see our side turn around occasionally and see that it was filled up from side to side. Now, they don't provide much bleacher space there, but
I think it's 500. They said it's 500 seats. Yeah. So I figured from where I was sitting, it was about 400 people.
Yeah, yeah, it looked pretty full. And then I wanted to mention that in 3 weeks, September 8th, we're having our alumni night for all former Tiger football players and coaches. And that'll be a halftime against Concord. So
excellent.
We're excited to have the long list of people that played for the Black and Orange all years.
Yeah.
You know, if there's somebody around still from the 1930s or 40s, we want to see them all, and We're excited for that.
Who'd you bring with you today?
I got two fine young men here. Number 58, Braxton Daniels, offensive lineman, snapper, extraordinaire welder, right? You're going to talk about that a little bit. Number 27, Caden Sleester, free safety, strong safety, plays some split end. And your future, what's your career pathway? What's your grad? Engineering, okay. That last year was like every week was an engineer.
So. We had an engineering week.
Yeah, two hardworking, great kids that not only represent our program well on the field, represent our program well in the classroom, in the community. Two guys that I never have to worry about as far as making poor choices.
Not two knuckleheads with this group.
Well, right? No.
So we'll talk with them. They got fed this morning by the Wabash Donut Shop, which is no longer the Wabash Donut Shop. It's now the Warsaw Donut Shop. They make donuts the same way. They taste just as good. These guys can testify to that. They had they have a Sunday special, and they wanted me to talk about that today. $13 for a dozen donuts tomorrow. So get them for church. You need them for your small group or your Sunday school class. So get donuts, $13 a dozen at what is now called the Warsaw Donut Shop. We come back. We'll talk with these guys coming up next here on Tiger Talk. It's driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
I am a Colts fan.
I'm a Bears fan. And you out there are Warsaw Tiger fans.
Whoever you root for, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Aldifer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future. So if you're a Colts fan, a Tiger fan, a Bears fan, or a fan of any other team,
except the Patriots. Aldifer Bergen can be the head coach of your financial planning team.
Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com.
You see a chipped or cracked windshield. We see it repaired or replaced by specialists at our place or yours. Our glass doctor specialists use original equipment glass, special sealants, and a 28-point installation checklist. If your windshield is damaged or broken within 12 months, we'll replace the glass free. That's the Glass Doctor exclusive G12 road hazard guarantee. Visit glassdoctor.com for information on repairing or replacing your windshield.
Call the Glass Doctor.
When you call Colliers Heating and Air for service on your air conditioning system, you will get a certified technician, not a salesperson disguised as a technician trying to push you into buying something you don't need. Colliers doesn't do business with you that way, like some other guys do. The Colliers family of brands, heating and air conditioning, the fireplace shop, and solar. Call the local hometown folks you've trusted for 36 years. Colliers. TrustCalliers.com.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM.
All right, Braxton, let's talk about this offensive line. It got beat up a lot last night, huh?
Yep, we took quite a few hard hits, but we'll piece it together and make it work.
Okay, let's go back to the summer and the first 2 weeks of practice leading up to the scrimmage. I know that the coaches were excited about the battles that were going on in practice for you guys to get better, because even with the extra alignment that you guys have out there on some plays, there's still only six of you. And the coaches said there's 9-10 guys that we're not afraid to put out there in varsity football in meaningful plays. So what was that? What were those battles like for you guys trying to win playing time?
They were tough battles. We were all competing very well, but it came down to better player, best mindset, and then,
For you, what things did you know going into were your weaknesses that you had to work on if you were going to move up those ranks?
My big thing is consistency. My, snaps and everything else, those are perfect. Like, perfect I'd say probably 90-95% of the time. But keeping myself moving and keeping my plays like 100% perfect and everything, I got to work on that consistency there.
Okay, you guys call this position the snapper. The rest of us call it the center. What makes being the center more challenging than being one of the guards or one of the tackles?
Well, first to start the play, obviously, you got to get the ball off the ground and make sure it's in the quarterback's hands. Every single play, it has to be straight to his hands. And then you're remembering your steps, your plays, trying to make sure you're getting to those spots and positions. But then a lot of the times you're also remembering the guys next to you, because we do have a few guys that have that struggle to remember some of their plays. So they'll be asking you, what's this play here? What do I need to do? Or what about this guy? Like, you got to remember your stuff, and then everybody else is around you.
Is it fair to say that you could play any of the offensive line positions because you know what they're supposed to do?
Mentally, yes, it's fair to say that. Like, I know exactly what they're doing. Maybe not physical build-wise.
Okay, gotcha. We talk about this with the offensive linemen every year. In a football team that is a brotherhood, the lineman brotherhood is even more deep and complex than the overall team brother. Can you help us who never played football understand that?
So you're a lineman. You're stuck with each other every day. You don't get a choice. You're stuck with each other. You're working with each other every day. And then on top of that, when that ball is snapped, everybody has to be coming off the line together. So you got to be mentally in touch with each other. You got to be, what is it? Yeah, you got to be in sync with each other. Yeah. So that brotherhood has to be strong, has to be there. If not, then the line's kind of screwed. And if the line can't do anything, then there goes the rest of the offense.
It's a fun position to play, not a fun position to practice.
Yes.
Yeah, fun position to play, not one that's fun to practice. Talk about your parents and brothers and sisters, and generally where you live.
My mom, Christy Adams. My dad, Charlie Daniels.
Charlie.
I grew up around Warsaw. I live around Chapman right now. I also live in Webster a little bit of the time.
Okay.
And then I'm the oldest of five.
Okay.
So.
Wow. And what are their ages? Do you remember? I'm putting you on the spot here.
15, 10, I believe 5 and 2.
Wow. That's quite a crew. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do when you graduate?
I plan on going to a welding institute in Kentucky, Northern Kentucky, about an hour and a half south of Ohio.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get into welding?
I knew a few people that were in it, and then I found out more about the money that can be made, and that kind of like attracted my interest. And then found out the school had a program, got into that, and as I've progressed through that program, it just started to interest me more and more.
Do you have your own equipment?
I don't have my own machines yet. I'm hoping to soon, but not yet.
But when you get off the air, I've got a project for you. Are you in the welding
Yes.
group? I've got a project for you and the welding group at my house. It's a simple project. I'm sure you can do it, but I'll talk about that with you here in a little bit. Who do you hang out with that you're willing to admit to?
outside of school, I don't talk to too many people, but outside of the football team, not really anybody. So,
who's your favorite teacher?
I've got a few, but I'll probably have to go with like the welding instructor at Warsaw, Jeremiah Pasika.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. Caden, let's talk to you and find out about this defense that had such a big game last night.
Yeah, we had a pretty good night last night.
Yeah, you did. So what was practice like this past week leading up to the game? Did you guys feel like you were ready to have that kind of game?
Yeah, I felt like we were pretty well prepared. Our coaches had us doing a lot of drills, a lot of tackling drills, wrapping up. We're definitely going to work on that this week. I know that's coming.
Well, let me stop you there and ask about that, because with the new safety procedures, you guys do a lot less tackling. You're not allowed to do as much tackling in the preseason as used to be. How difficult then is to get out there on Friday night in a real game or even in the scrimmage last week and try to tackle real human beings?
It's very different, because in practice, your guys are only going like 60, 70%. They're not actually sprinting, and it's usually within like 5, 10-yard distance, compared to you have no sideline, you're out in the middle of the field, he's got forever to cut in between, go whichever way he wants, and he's probably faster than what you are. And you have to break down and wrap him up and get him to the ground as soon as possible.
Okay, so tell everybody what position specifically you play.
I rotate between free and strong safety. It depends who I'm playing with. If I'm playing with Daler Vilma, I'm usually a strong safety. And I'm playing with Ethan Egolf, I'm usually a free safety.
Describe the difference between the two spots.
Strong safety, you're more up in the box. Like, you're more of a run game support. If you're in cover one, which is like our most people are in man, but you have one safety that's in the back just helping out. You're usually in man coverage on the second guy on the line of scrimmage. And free safety, basically don't let anything get behind you and try and pick off the ball.
The free safety is almost like an overseer in the back of the room looking over a class, right?
You guys are
trying to make sure people get in the right spots, and it's more of a thinking position than it is a physical one, right?
Yeah, and it requires a lot of patience. And then once you know what you're supposed to do, once you get your read, you have to act on it really quick. Your reaction time's got to be spot on.
So how do you learn that? I mean, is it just watching film? How do you go about trying to figure out how to make that work for you?
It's watching film, and it takes a lot of time. It took me quite a few years to learn how to do it. I'm still not perfect at it. I'll get pretty antsy sometimes, and I'll bite on something I shouldn't. But it just takes time and practice, stuff like that.
Talk about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
My mom is Sherry Sleester. My dad is Corey Sleester. I have one younger sister. Her name is Kinley. She's 10. She's going to be turning 11 soon. And I live near Pearson. I live close to Whitco.
Yeah. What do you want to do when you graduate?
I want to be an engineer. I want to go to Purdue or Purdue Fort Wayne.
And what do you want to do with that?
I want to work at Zimmer Biomet as a biomedical engineer.
Nice. And you want to design something new?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you have like a thing that you're thinking about? I want to learn to figure out a way to design something.
I want to make shoulder implants. That's just something I want to do.
Shoulder implants?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they have such a thing now?
It kind of depends on the shoulder injury. I mean, most of the time they'll just take the bone off and put it in your shoulder.
Yeah.
He has experience with shoulder.
Yes, he does.
Shoulder implants.
Yes, he does. So is that kind of, because you had that injury, did that spur you this direction?
Oh, a little bit. I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to design, and now I'm kind of focused towards shoulders, knees, hips, and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, I know what field of engineering I want to go into.
Who's been your favorite teacher at Warsaw?
Probably Coach Jones in outdoor education. He's awesome.
Yeah. What's your favorite class that you're taking right now?
I would have to say outdoor education. Okay. It's very insightful.
What things do you learn there?
You learn about wildlife conservation. You learn about like the rules of the nature and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
For example?
We learned the 7 pillars of conservation in that class. We're learning that this week. I think we're taking a test over it soon, so I better do it on that. Otherwise, I'm going to hear about it at practice.
Absolutely. Hear it from more than one person,
yeah.
Right? Absolutely. And who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
When I'm not playing football, I hang out with Brody Duncan a lot. He's my best friend. I've known him his whole life. Our parents are really close, and I hang out with him regularly, almost every day.
Good. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. And again, the Wabash Donut Shop is now the Warsaw Donut Shop, and they fed these guys donuts and gave them beverages this morning.
Can I take 30 seconds?
Absolutely.
Okay. For those attending the junior varsity game today, the time has been changed.
Okay.
initially it was going to be an 11 a.m. kickoff.
Yes.
It is going to be a 12:30 p.m. kickoff.
Okay.
So if you come prepared for an 11 a.m. kickoff, you're going to be there for a long time. So that's 12:30 today at home, 12:30 p.m. against Michigan City in junior varsity football.
Okay, we will make a note of that. There it is. That is 12:30. Okay, excellent. Thank you for mentioning that.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw. We thank the guys for coming in today. When we come back, we'll run through the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw. That's next here on Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Yes, we have the largest selections of frames in the region, and we can make glasses the same day with our in-house lab, but we offer way more than that. We diagnose and treat eye problems for all ages, from seeing if your toddler can see properly to checking for age-related eye diseases. From fitting the latest in contact lenses to treating eye infections and injuries, we love to treat your eyes. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Michiana, you're approved. Need a new ride when everyone says no way? You're approved. This is Wade with Nissan of Warsaw. Low credit score? I don't care. You're approved. I have the power to say yes to everyone. And with my you're approved process, $500 down, bam, you're approved. What do you need? Current pay stub, photo ID, and proof of where you live, along with four friends that'll tell us how amazing you are. And bam, you're approved. To start the process, call us at 574-267-5850. NissanofWarsaw.com, TradeWithWade.com. You're approved.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey, Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with volleyball. Volleyball team opened up their season last Saturday. Actually, all three teams were in action, and they both played two matches. They played Hamilton Southeastern and McCutcheon. At McCutcheon. We start with the freshmen because that's how Coach Hepler sent the stuff to us. So we start with the freshmen. The freshmen lost to Hamilton Southeastern in two, 25-9, 25-21. Arianna Harmon had six kills and six digs. Olivia Rooney had five digs. The freshmen then defeated McCutcheon 25-15, 25-14. Aspen Wagner had 17 assists. Alana Binkley had five kills. Olivia Rooney had six kills. The junior varsity lost to Hamilton Southeastern 25-17, 25-18. Alyssa McCleary had 13 assists. Maddie Williamson had four kills. Then the junior varsity defeated McCutcheon 25-22, 23-25, 19-17. Alyssa McCleary with 30 assists. Maddie Williamson and Emma Stanley had eight kills. Claire Kinsel had 11 kills and four blocks. The varsity opened up their season losing to the defending 4A state champs, Hamilton Southeastern, 25-20, 25-17, and 25-12. Elena Hallblitzel and Maggie Hallen each had eight kills. Ellie Hepler had two aces. Mackenzie Shivington and Avery Hepner had nine assists and eight assists, respectively. Ellie Hepler had 10 digs. Maggie Hallen had one block. For the varsity, then they took on a former state champ from a few years back, McCutcheon, and beat them in four, 25-22, 21-25, 16-25, and 18-25. So they lose to McCutcheon. They lose to Hamilton Southeastern in their first two matches. They took on some pretty big hitters, but they were very competitive in those first two matches. Against McCutcheon, Elena Hawbiltzel with 11 kills. Maggie Hallen had eight. And Leah Henderson had five aces, Melina Hallblitzel with two, and Avery Hepner with two. Kenzie Shivington and Hepner each with 16 and 13 assists, and Ellie Hepler had 19 digs. The girls then took on Fort Wayne Concordia on Tuesday on the road. The freshmen defeated Concordia 25-17, 25-9. Olivia Rooney with 12 aces and 2 kills. Aspen Wagner with 11 assists and Arielle Harmon with 6 kills. The junior varsity beat Concordia 25-15, 25-16. Maddie Williamson with 4 kills. Lexi Wittenberger with 7 digs. CeCe Good with 5 aces. And Alyssa McCleary with 11 assists. And the varsity made it a clean sweep for Warsaw, beating Concordia in 4, 25-19, 19-25, 25-23, 25-19. Maggie Hallen with 14 kills. Melena Hoblitz with 10. Leah Henderson with 10. Avery Heppner had 4 aces. Ellie Hepler had 3. Mackenzie Shivington had 28 assists. And Avery Heppner had 11. Ellie Hepler had 27 digs and block assists. Leah Henderson had 5. Maggie Hallen had 3. Then on Thursday, the girls celebrated their home opener with 3 victories over Huntington North. The freshman winning 25-13, 25-12. Arianna Harmon with 7 kills, 4 digs, and 3 aces. Aspen Wagner had 14 assists. The JV beat Huntington 25-12, 25-17. Maddie Williamson with 5 kills. Alyssa McCleary with 12 assists and 5 digs. Jocelyn Bricker had 5 digs and 4 aces. The varsity team then beat Huntington North 25-14, 25-20, and 25-12. Maggie Holland with 8 kills. Melena Hoblitz with 8. Kenzie Shevington with 7. Leah Henderson with 6. And Melena Hoblitz had 3 aces for that match. Avery Heppner with 14 assists and Kenzie Shevington with 10. Ellie Heppner with 15 digs and block assists, 2 each for Leah Henderson and Kenzie Shevington. The girls' golf team was busy again this week. They opened up conference play early in the week at the Pretty Lake Golf Course in Plymouth. Northridge won it with a score of 168. Warsaw was second with 172. Plymouth was third with 177. Leading the way for the Warsaw varsity, Abby Peterson with 37, Olivia Robinson-Gay with 39, Abby Davis shot 41, Claire Royst 55, and Lucy Ray with 60. The junior varsity shot 211, the Northridge JV shot 238. Warsaw was led by Macy Carlisle and Abina Jones, each with 51. Then the girls on Wednesday went to Huntington North, but not all of them. Jack Carpenter kept his top 4 and a couple of his other players back. They worked around the green to try to lower their scores. But they did send some girls that needed some work. They needed to be in big matches, and it worked out pretty well. Warsaw beat Huntington North 202 to 220. Macy Carlisle, 44. Mia Jones, 57. Lucy Ray, 45. Adela May Huffer, 58. Mackenzie Campbell, 59. Isabella Lopez, 60. And E. Fussell, 66. The boys' tennis team opened up their season with a 3-2 loss to Huntington this week. Henry Norton won at number 3 singles, and Caleb Smith and Luke Smith won at number 2 doubles. The girls' soccer team opened up their season last night. It's a busy weekend for them. They played early. They're playing right now, as a matter of fact, in matches that we'll tell you about in just a minute. We did not get a score update from them, so we will have the 3 results from tonight and last night and today, next week, here on Tiger Talk. The boys had a very busy week with 3 matches to open up their season. Last Saturday, the varsity beat Carroll 1-0 with Noah Van Puffelen scoring the only goal off a beautiful effort to set it up by Matt Marsh. Roel Carbajal and Finley Bailey are battling for the goalie position, and they combined for the shutout. The JV, known as the JV Black Team, beat Carroll 3-1. Esteban Saldivar, Andy Voss, and Andreas Rosas scoring the goal. Carroll's goal was an own goal, means that Warsaw tipped it into their own net. And the JV Orange team lost to Northwood last Saturday, 3-0. On Tuesday, the boys' soccer team beat Argus 7-0. Noah Van Puffelen, Matt Marsh, Eduardo Escutia, and Isaiah Lara, and Callan O'Brien all scored one goal, and Knox Ritter netted 2. And the shutout again for Roel Carbajal and Finley Bailey against the Dragons. The Thursday night game had Warsaw going to St. Joe. Tigers won that 5-1. Noah Van Puffelen scored all 5 goals for the Tigers. That gives him 7 on the early part of the season. Knox Ritter Meidenberger had two assists. Ryland Smith, Julian Saldivar, all with assists for the Tigers. The JV beat St. Joe by a score of 7-0, and the Tigers with a shutout on the JV level there. And the freshman team opened up their season, football team that is, the freshman football team, opened up their season Thursday night with a home win over Northridge, 36-14. Grady Nelson ran one in from 2 yards out. He also scored another touchdown later in the game. Michael Schenck scored on a 3-yard run. Matthew Flores Ortega had 2 touchdown runs, 1 of 6, 1 of 2 yards. Camden Bowes scored on a 44-yard run. Defensively, the Tigers were led by Nelson and Bowes and Parker Sweet and Jonah Johnson. Grady Nelson caused a Raider fumble that was recovered by Quentin Wilson, so a very good start for the freshman football season. That brings us to the current. The cross-country teams open up their seasons today. Both the boys and the girls running at the Larry James Invitational hosted by Chesterton. That competition is underway. The girls have 2 matches today, one this morning they're playing in now, one later on today at the St. Joe Invitational. The volleyball teams, JV and varsity, are playing at the Carmel Round Robin tournaments. The JV football team, as you heard Coach Curtis say, is playing Michigan City today, but note the start time. That is a 12:30 start at Fisher Field, and the girls' golf team is hosting their Invitational at Rosella Ford today at 3 o'clock. Monday, the girls' golf team is hosting Mishawaka and Goshen at Stonehenge at 5, and the volleyball teams are hosting Homestead, freshman and JV at 6, varsity at 7:15 in the Tiger Den. Tuesday, the boys' soccer team, JV and varsity, on the road at Huntington North. JV game starts at 5. Girls' soccer is hosting Plymouth to start the conference already. JV at 5:30, varsity will follow that at the Tiger Soccer Complex. And the girls' cross-country team is hosting their invitational at the Tiger cross-country course. That is subject to change. There is some discussion because of the high heat that's expected this next week that might be moved or canceled. We will wait and see, and we'll let you know. No events on Wednesday. On Thursday, the girls' golf team has added an event. That is Thursday at Bent Oak. They will take on Elkhart at 5. Boys tennis will host Mishawaka Thursday at 5. Boys JV and varsity soccer home against Plymouth at 5:30 and 7. Girls soccer is on the road at Northwood. JV at 5:30. Varsity will follow that. The unified football team will open up their season against Homestead, and that will be on Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock. And the volleyball teams are at Penn with the JV and the freshmen starting at 6 o'clock, and the varsity to follow. And then next Friday, the Warsaw Tiger football team will be back on the road and back in that same general direction, traveling to Chesterton to take on the Trojans. Our coverage begins at 6:45 our time on News Now Warsaw. We'll come back and wrap things up here on the second edition of Tiger Talk this fall. We'll do that next. We're brought to you by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Once there was a dude who needed a new ride. That dude right there.
Yeah, I'm long overdue on doing some trading.
Man, you need to get to R&B Car Company for sizzling summer savings.
They got big trucks.
And little cars, too. Know what the hardest part is?
No.
Having to choose.
I can dig it.
Okay, now get online and get yourself pre-approved.
RBCarCompany.com.
At R&B Car Company, the prices are so cool.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, make a puppet drool. Shop now at RBCarCompany.com.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. I had to chuckle the other day because I heard a lawyer on TV say you should come to their firm because they're the attorneys you know. But yet, you've never heard of them except from the television commercials. The attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock are part of this community. We may help coach your kids at T-ball, see you at a golf match, or simply be your friend or neighbor. If you don't know one of us yet, chances are someone you know does. But whether you know us already or not, we hope you'll give us a call and get to know us as your attorneys. Call 267-6116 for an appointment today. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Hi, this is Brent from Reinhold's Town Square Furniture in downtown Warsaw. We're a family-owned business where going the extra mile is an everyday practice. We'll work with you to help you find the best options for your home. And when all is said and done, we always have free delivery and setup. At Reinhold's, you'll find a great selection of furniture for every room in your home from companies like Lazy Boy, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Smith Brothers of Bern. We invite you to stop in and check us out. Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
I love this show. Again, I didn't create this show. The show was going on before I started, several years before I started, at least 10 years before I got here. But I love the show, and I love the fact that a few years back, in his second run as head coach, Phil Jensen said, "Hey, can we have kids come on the show with me?" And I went, "Absolutely." And this is why you get kids like Braxton and Caden here to tell you in very well thought out, well spoken detail what they want to do with their lives. They know what they want to do, and that is fabulous. And that's why I do what I do, to promote good kids who know what they want to do and have that plan in place and are actually beginning to execute it now at this time in their lives, getting ready to turn 18, getting ready to graduate. That's fantastic. And we are so glad that Coach Curtis is on board with that and allows those kids to come in and organizes who's coming in what weeks. And it's fantastic. And I hope that you enjoy that too. And if you do, I hope that you'll reach out and tell the coaches that, help tell the kids that, how much you appreciated that. Missed it? Want somebody to hear it again? Yes, we recorded the program, and yes, it will be available online at newsnowwarsaw.com. Okay, we're back here again next week, and we'll be here each and every week starting at 9 a.m. on Saturdays on News Now Warsaw. Busy Saturday today. Cubs and Royals at 1:45. Colts and Bears right after that at 6 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy today. It's going to get hot this week, so be ready.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.